The following episode of the Cool Parents Podcast is brought to you by
Mommy. I want mommy milkies.
Oh no.
Can you be my mommy? Ruff, ruff, ruff. I'll be your little puppy. I'll do everything for mommy. Bark, bark, bark. Awooga.
What the fuck?
Anything for you.
Me? Welcome to the Cool Parents Podcast, everybody. I'm Curtis Charles.
I am Justy Boy.
And we got a big bad dinger for you. A big fat winger for you.
Oh, yeah?
A slim dang dinker and a big wintry pipper. And it's going to be fun for you and for me and for everybody.
God bless you.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
You checking your stock or something?
No, I'm trying to get, I'm texting what I want for dinner. I said I want a muffin.
Pistachios. Muffin.
No.
What?
Too green.
I love that.
I don't like it.
I love it. Green and wet and greasy. They're greasy, those ones.
Yeah.
They're always greasy.
Yeah, that's probably a good muffin. I haven't had one.
That's a fucking awesome muffin.
Long time.
They're good muffins.
I like banana nut muffins, personally.
I like those. What other kind of muffins do I like?
Chocolate chip.
No, I don't like that. Please, no chocolates in my my muffin. No, that's that's for a cupcake.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. Muffins
got to be the right kind of, the right type of sweets.
I'm not a big cupcake guy.
Fruit. What?
Yeah.
Cupcake?
They're fine.
I mean, generally, I'd rather it just be a piece of cake.
I'm not a big cake guy.
Well, have you ever fucked a cake?
Well, I mean, I don't
you know what I'm saying,
tell.
Though?
You ever fucked a lukewarm lava cake?
Oh, no, that sounds sexy.
Mm. You ever dip your dick into a little pool of chocolate? A
chocolate river?
A little chocolate lake?
No.
Oh, you don't know what you're
have.
You got to fuck a lukewarm lava cake.
Okay. Yeah. Do you think that's what Jim's doing in the reboot for American Pie? Jim?
They're doing a reboot?
I don't know. They might have already done one. They've done several sequels that I didn't know existed.
Like what?
American Reunion.
You didn't know about that one?
I don't know.
I saw that one.
Wedding. And then there's like these prequels with different actors about Stiflers.
Oh, yeah. Eugene Levy's in them, though.
Well, he'll do anything.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. Italian pie. The fuck a pizza. Same thing, but fuck a pizza.
What?
There's an American pie and then there's an Italian pie. Instead of fucking the Americanist pie, they fuck the Italianist pie.
Or they could just fuck a cannoli.
Yeah, but it's not a pie anymore.
Cannoli.
It's got to be a pie.
Cannoli fleshlight.
Song. Cannoli fleshlight.
Yeah.
Well, there's a product. It's like a throwaway. American fleshlight.
Cannoli fleshlight. Get a load out of me.
Pull that load on out of me. Well, first things first, let's address Milky Death.
Yeah. This is Russell.
Russell.
He's the one that sent me that intro, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was a tweet, yeah.
Okay, well, he also sent in a question that we got to answer, and it's a really good question.
What?
He asked us, why do we say take a shit? Because you're not taking, what are you taking?
No,
you're
yeah.
giving. You should giving a shit.
Yeah.
That should be giving a shit.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, that's right.
Sometimes you're taking a shit. If you're a turd burglar, then that's what you do is you take shit. But that's not what we mean.
Right.
We mean dumping it out.
Yeah.
What are we going to do about it?
Huh.
Yeah.
Man.
Really makes you think. So, what is there an answer? Is it just for turd burglars that got confused?
Maybe there was such a problem with turd burglars that we just took that and we took it
back.
There
were more turd burglars than non-turd burglars.
Right. So we took it back.
Yeah. That's cool. I'll go with that one.
Yeah, that one.
I like that.
Let's do that one.
Well, speaking of being smart, do you know about the Oxford Word of the Year thing they do every year?
Yeah.
It's usually something stupid and they're just like trying to play fun time, be hip. And keep the kids interested in learning words.
Truthiness.
Yeah, things like that.
Yeah, I remember.
Did you see what it was for 2022?
Bussin'?
No. Goblin mode. Which is it's not the thing that I think of as goblin mode.
What's goblin mode?
Because goblin mode to the masses, like to the cool kids,
yeah,
is when you're not putting in any effort and like I haven't taken a shower yet and my room's a mess, so I'm just sitting here in it. That's me in goblin mode.
Okay.
Which makes sense, I guess, but to me it's a lot more aggressive, you know? Like I picture like a big football player going goblin mode.
I'm going goblin.
Yeah.
Hut hut hike. I'm going goblin.
Yeah, go deep. Go deep and I'll go goblin.
Jocking on your bitch ass. I'm going goblin.
Jocking on you. Goblin. I saw there was a TV on at the restaurant we just came from that had a sports channel on, and the name of the show was Big Guy Ballin.
Yeah?
Just Big Guy Ballin.
I love it.
That's a whole show. And there's a guy.
Is it Ryback?
No, it's a big guy on screen talking about ballin. But he's not doing any ballin as far as I could tell. Maybe he did. Maybe he does ball.
Yeah.
But he's not balling on TV on his TV show called Big Dick, Big, 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 Big,
Big, Big, Big Dick Balling.
Big Dick Balling.
It's called Big Dick Balling on HGTV. Big Dick Balling. Sundays
every week. Every week I'm recording Big Dick Balling, taking up all my hard drive.
It's on E.
And it's worth it.
It's on the E channel.
I watch him over and over again.
Uncensored past 11:30.
Big Dick Balling. So,
oh, wait.
Yes.
So you mentioned the big guy, and I said Ryback. Do you know who that is?
I know it's a wrestler.
Pull up a picture of Ryback. Let me know what you think of him.
The name just sounds like a Pokemon.
I know. No one likes Ryback either, so it's fine to shit on him.
How do you spell it? Just like it sounds?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
There he is. Yeah.
First name Ryan, last name Back.
The big guy Ryback is Ryback. His Instagram account. It says, he looks like the quintessential caveman.
Oh, he's done a cycle.
He is a cycle. Man, but like he's got the classic like caveman upper like brow area.
Yeah.
Where it looks like he has some meat implanted up there, some like fucking mods. He's got forehead mods.
He's a big guy.
The big guy is also Joe Biden, right? And the emails on Hunter Biden's laptop.
Oh, yeah.
10% goes to the big guy. That was Joe Biden. We all know it. Joe Biden, Hunter, with his nudes.
10% of what?
10% of the money that they're fucking illegally raking in from overseas.
Yeah, but everyone does that.
I know.
So who cares?
I was trying to play a character, but I can't do it.
Why? Why not?
Why not do? It's hard.
Because I'm so inquisitive.
Yeah.
Okay.
But let's move on. One more baby core update, just a quick thing.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to take a break from doing baby core. Baby core was, I was altering the vocal tracks of different tough guy music and making them sound like babies, and it was fun. And then listener, friend of the show, patron, friend of the me and you, Chris Milkman, reminded me that he had a whole Tumblr account where he did that way back in the day. I mean, it wasn't quite the same.
Yeah.
Because I think he just altered the pitch of the whole track. I'm not sure, but he sent me one as a reminder.
I'll fucking ruin your life.
London, bleeding through.
Yeah, bleeding through. Bleeding through.
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 Bleeding through.
Bleeding through.
Are you bleeding through? What are you bleeding through? I watched this wrestling news show with this kid, and I like him because, you know, he's just like, it seems like he's just like a kid making a wrestling news thing. I think it's fun. But okay. He's a British fellow. He does that. He goes, 1, 2, 3. I love it. Wrestle Planet. He's good.
Free.
Free. No, it just seems like he's like making them on his own. Like his news videos come out like 5 hours after everybody else's.
Mm.
And they're better. They're better.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah.
So.
Suck my dick, Wrestle Talk. I unsubscribed. Okay.
What?
Yeah. Ollie Davis.
Ollie?
Calling you out, bitch. He's a YouTuber.
YouTuber?
He wants to fucking come on me.
He's a YouTuber? He comes on you?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. You have a
YouTube?
You have a YouTube channel?
On me? So, just a quick little check-in here on... On Plenty of Fish... Since we got banned from Tinder, we created a Plenty of Fish account, and we talked about it.
Plenty of shish.
Plenty of shit. So Tinder Garden Cops may evolve into Plenty of Shit.
Plenty of shish.
Shish. So I made an account.
Yeah.
And the username is Amphibus.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I recall.
You recall that?
Okay. And the AI-generated lady?
Yes, yeah, yeah, the AI-generated photo.
Yeah, we made the profile. Oh, okay, that's what you're talking about. We made the profile.
Right.
On the show. Okay, yeah, I recall.
Right.
I recall now.
And it's got the quote here, hey, come give me and look, is what it says. And says, I'm a single woman. No, actually just says single seeking a man.
Yeah.
Am pretty, am smart, so. And the basic job, freak, professional freak.
Yeah.
And conversation starters, just the word pounding with a period.
Yeah.
Interests, moose. Ghost hunting is string cheese.
Wait, moose, how do you spell it? Now, which one?
This is a regular way.
Like the animal moose?
Yeah.
Or like John Travolta moose?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Or chocolate moose.
Not that hair or hair moose.
It's spelled the same way.
I'm listed as a Christian.
M-U-C-E. Moose.
Moose. First name is Ginda. Will date parents. So anyway, just to give you an idea, people message this account. And they're real people. So I'm just going to skim. There's not much here, but just going to skim through them just so you get an idea. And then I'm going to use this to find fun accounts to talk about at a later date.
Yeah.
So I'm on the Plenty of Fish account here. I'm in the message section.
Fish?
Fish. Started off with...
Plenty of fists.
Plenty of fist.
Plenty of fists.
This first guy, Laughing Devil, sent a message. He loves meeting new people. He looks like he's a truck.
Yeah?
Yeah. He looks like actually, he does have dog tags on. I was going to say he looks like a fucking, like a jarhead dude. But I guess he is. And he's a contractor.
Independent or?
Of course. Fun, sexy, outgoing male here looking for women who are down to earth and loves to enjoy life and whatever that entails. Interested in hanging out, laughing, having sex. He's a Sagittarius.
Okay.
He said, hey, girl. What's up? Do you have any pictures? I responded to this one already. I said, yes. And he hadn't responded. He ghosted. So, yeah, I'm going to ignore him. Jack2221. He said, how are you? And he looks like a pizza man who also sells drugs at the same time as selling pizzas.
Okay.
He said, how are you? I said, big. You? He hasn't responded. Should I follow up on that at all, or?
Yeah, let's.
You want to say something?
Let's respond to all of them. Okay. They don't have to be long. This one doesn't have to be long.
Okay, what did we say to Jack?
So what did he say?
Do you? How are you?
Do you how do?
How are you?
Just say do you how do.
Okay, it's a good question. Do you how do? If so, dot, dot, dot.
Please.
Please.
You will tell me?
You will tell me.
Question mark.
Period? Or question mark?
Yeah.
Okay. How do you do? Oh, no. Do you how do?
Yes.
If so, please, you will tell me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Basically do.
Simply go ahead and do.
Yeah.
The next one's from an ounce of snow.
Okay.
Polyamorous. This one I've actually had a bit of a back and forth with already. He's in the cosplay, gaming.
Sure, yeah.
Cycling, Zen meditation, dude.
Okay.
So you say to me, what does conversation starter pounding mean? Your profile is a bit confusing. And I said, well, it worked, didn't it? And then he said, I briefly had another AI-generated picture of Owen Wilson.
Yeah.
Up as a picture before I decided on which picture or which entity I was going to be as the catfish. And he said, you look a little bit like Owen Wilson. So what kind of pounding do you do? I'm assuming some kind of construction work. And what kind of ghosts do you hunt? So two separate questions there.
Yeah.
And I thought that was pretty greedy, but I gave him the benefit of the doubt. I said, I pound ghosts. Big ones.
Yeah.
And he said, I don't ghost. I think he really thinks that this is like a conversation.
Yeah. He's a simp. You could say
he's a simp. Because I said, I pound ghosts. And like, I wasn't even thinking about it in any like real way.
Yeah.
Like any way that actually made sense. But yeah, it could be like, I hate being ghosted. I keep getting ghosted. And he's like, I don't ghost. So.
Yeah.
Okay. And but then he followed that up with a really interesting one. He said,
And
I stay puffed like the Marshmallow Man.
Oh.
I said, I am ghost. And he said, damn it, why do you have to be way the hell up in New Hampshire? And then he gave a smiley face with the tongue sticking out.
Where's he at?
He's in Vermont.
Vermont? Oh. Yeah,
so he's not that far.
Can you send him a message now? Is that everything?
Yeah, let's send him something.
Can you say, do they have marshmallow fluff where you live? That's my new favorite thing to ask people on PlayStation.
Now, BB Block said hello there. Or no, that's his bio. Hello there.
Yeah.
His picture is sideways and squished. Like he just didn't know how to upload it.
Yeah.
His about section, it's, I'll tell you what you want to know. But that's just N-O. Hey, I'll tell you what you want to know. And then an upside down smiley face.
Ooh. I'm a man of many mysteries. I tell you what you want to know.
So I said, no pick. Yeah. No pick.
No pick.
I guess my pick's gone. My fake one. I may have fucked it up or something. I don't know. But what should I tell him?
I have no pick. P-I-C-K.
I have and pick, so.
Did you say and pick?
No.
Yeah. I have pick.
I have pick. Then this guy, Bork.
Yeah.
The faces that he's making. Oh, my goodness. Okay. He lives at Moon Outpost Unit 13 in Maine.
Okay.
He's curvy. I like potatoes.
We can tell.
I'm Tom. Hello. And what good shoes you have, probably. I'm a home healthcare worker and door dasher and an aspiring vampire hunter. But I've actually been pretty lazy about that last endeavor. I'm enjoying the snow, but not the ice. I'm a bit weird, but pretty much in a goofy and a funny way. Not in a serial killer way. That's pretty funny of him to say.
Right.
Unless you're a vampire. Wow, it's a callback. He put his heart and soul into this thing. But even then, you're probably safe. Read above. Wow. It really makes you think. My sense of humor is a little odd. You either get me or you don't. And there's no in between. Well, I guess you might sort of get me, but not entirely. And that's okay, too. Or maybe you get some aspects, but not others. And heck, that's okay. We're all different. But other than that, there is no in between. Anyway, I've wasted enough of your time if you've read this far. So feel free to waste some of mine back. It's only fair. Oh, boy.
Wow.
Spoken like a true Scorpio.
Yeah.
Well, really?
You watch a lot of What We Do in the Shadows.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Motherfucker's writing fucking Guillermo fan fiction.
Mm-hmm.
And he's Guillermo.
Oh, and he said to me, yes, good evening, indeed. And what is your favorite potato?
Ooh, Idaho.
Idaho?
Yeah. Or Rida. Idaho. Ask if he's ever had a Wetzel pretzel.
Have you ever had a Wetzel pretzel? Okay. Now, the last one from Dima, who is up in Hanukkah. Looking for a cool girl. His username is YamahaKid123.
Oh, yeah. I know what he looks like.
Now, is it? Well, that's the thing. Is it the motorbikes?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's not. He's really into Yamaha keyboards or like amplifiers.
Nope.
No.
If it's in the screen name, it's been the same way since
AIM.
The days of AIM.
He said, hey, how are you? Let's see what else we can find out about the Yamaha Kid. I'm an easygoing country boy.
Oh.
I'm an easygoing country boy that loves the outdoors, fishing, hunting, hiking, four-wheeling, looking for a partner in crime.
Two.
Do stuff with and have fun. I can't view likes, so send me a message. He's not willing to pay to see who liked his shit, so you better message him.
Right.
His interest, snowmobiling and the outdoors.
Goddamn right, fishing.
He's Russian. He owns a car. He's blue collar.
Yeah.
No pets.
No mask.
No mask, Leo. You know?
Yep.
What are we saying to him? He said, hey, how are you?
Good. G-U-D.
Okay. All right. Oh, we got a response from Tom.
Okay.
Tom is a potato guy.
Okay.
Asked about the Wetzel pretzel. He said, excellent answer. And yes, but it has been too long. I can taste the liquidy cheese dip now as we speak, though.
You have good imagination. Just say imagination. Magnation.
Magnation. You have good magnation.
Question mark.
a second message.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's live. Coming to you live. A minute apart.
Oh yeah. I'm swelling up over here a little bit.
I'm getting hot. Look at him on a voice chat.
Yeah. Oh, Cymbalta's wearing off.
He said, I do indeed. How's your evening going?
Better now. BDD. You like any better?
Better now. You like any better? Dima said, I said, good. Dima said, hey, how are you? We said, good. GUD.
Yeah.
And he said, that's good. Anything?
Oh, yeah. Tough guy?
Oh, yeah, tough guy. Tom, we're back to Tom. The Bork, he said, Eddie Better from Burl Jam, love him.
Yeah.
Did I say it? Yeah.
Why, hey.
Yeah. So.
Do it, yeah. So dot 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 dot.
Oh I'm just noticing now, an ounce of snow, the one who was talking about the marshmallow fluff.
Yeah.
His picture is him with Adam Savage from the Mythbusters. So he's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so Tom wrote back and he said, LOL, so, question mark. Yeah, so. What do I ask him? We can ask him anything.
What's your favorite bean, Pinto?
No, because he can try to make, we don't want him to try to be funny. We want to confuse him and make him be weird.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
What's your habit?
What's your favorite habit?
What's your favorite habits? Okay. Now, Dima responded. He said, oh, yeah, tough guy. He said, no, just saying, glad you're doing good. Is that a matter of fact?
Oh.
If Tom doesn't say jacking off is his favorite habits, he's lying. We know he's lying.
Yeah.
He's jacking off right now.
What's your favorite habit? It's such a fucking weird question.
He can't not respond. Dima said, what? What? I said, is that a matter of fact? He said, what? What's your favorite habits?
Ask if you like Filet-O-Fish sandwich.
I'm just going to ask Filet-O-Fish sandwich, question mark.
Okay.
What's your favorite habits? Filet-O-Fish sandwich? Filet-O-Fish?
Filet-O-Fish. F-I-L-A-Y-A-F-I-S. Filet-O-Fish.
Tom said... I said, what's your favorite habits? He said, Bilbo. He did turn it into a joke. He said, Bilbo's probably the best, but I know that's a popular opinion. I mean, you know, I get it.
Just said, never seen it. Well, this opens it up for him to invite you over to watch Lord of the Rings.
That's right. Maybe we can watch together sometime on my Discord.
Yeah, maybe we can watch on 2chan.
Are you on 2chan? The Bork Bork, I'm just seeing this now, but he may have just changed this. But his quote at the top of his profile is, the only bee to produce milk is a booby.
Nice.
So he's fucking sick.
Who was that?
Bork Bork. Bork Bork. Tom.
Tom.
Never seen it. It was the last thing we said to him.
Oh, okay.
So no answer yet.
I think we're losing points with him.
Yeah, we got to be Hobbit fans.
Right. He could turn me into a Hobbit fan.
Turn me into a Hobbit pretty quick. Knock you down a peg.
Maybe he can put his Hobbit into my Hobbit house.
My Hobbit hole.
My Hobbit hole.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, so move on. I got a new segment and then we got a big finisher.
Okay.
New segment. I gotta pull up it on the TV.
I must up pull it.
You ready for a brand new segment? Come on. Ha ha ha. Ha. This is a new segment.
I'm a damn slut for new segments.
It's a new segment, but it's a lot like an old segment.
Oh, yeah, fill me up with that new segment juice,
Zaddy.
Zaddy.
Ready? There's gonna be a sound effect, so be prepared. Don't piss yourself or shit yourself or anything.
All right.
This is the people in the comments. It's a lot like pervert proverbs, but with YouTube comments.
Okay.
I YouTube searched some hot button topics and things that may be of interest.
Yeah.
And looked through the comment sections because there's been this ongoing thing. There's this fucking shithead that works in the same building as me. And he's like the worst sort of like alt-right, like total conspiracy theorist,
yeah.
Fucking dumbass. And he's always on YouTube.
Oh, I love YouTube.
That's like his source of information, is just like fucking incels on YouTube.
Yeah.
And when he's talking, I just overhear him. I don't fucking talk to him. But I overhear him talking to people, and he'll say something totally outlandish and stupid, and be like, oh, everybody's saying it. Everybody's talking about it. Just like Trump always did.
Yeah.
But if anybody were to ask, like, who said that, or where'd you hear that? And he says, people in the comments. So it would always be his cop out is the comment section of YouTube is what taught him everything that he knows.
Oh,
he's a fucking steak faced pig. I hate him. Horrible, horrible people occupy the YouTube comment section. And sometimes they're funny and you can laugh at them. A lot of times.
No,
it's just. It just makes you mad. So you don't even look at it if you're a sane person. But I'm not. So I went in there and sifted through all the fucking hate speech to find some funny stuff or some just interesting or weird stuff. So this first one's from a video of a Ghost Adventures clip on the Travel Channel of Aaron, Ghost Hunter Boy Aaron, getting thrown 20 feet at a location called Goatman's Bridge.
Yeah.
Is one of the best episodes of Ghost Adventures. Gotta recommend it. And Gary the Stormtrooper said, these people are really brave to dare to violate Shane's bridge. I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
And then there's three replies. LMAO, I love it. From Thal Sinestro. And then ZMAX said, okay, but why is kid named Finger here? And then Jim and Park responded and said, that's why that guy got pushed so hard. Shane doesn't appreciate those con artists trip-trapping over his bridge.
Huh.
I don't know who Shane is. Don't really care too much about Shane because I'm a little distracted by a kid named Finger.
Yeah, I don't remember that part of the episode.
Why is kid named Finger here? It's definitely not anything that's in the clip.
Okay. Was there a kid named Finger in the episode?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, we'd probably remember that, huh?
Yeah.
Huh.
So that's what really makes you think. Yeah, mystery. It does. This next one, you want to read it. It's from a comment to the music video from
Korn.
From a heavy metal rock and roll band name of Korn.
Yeah.
A song by name of Blind.
This is a comment from Heavily Sedated.
Mm-hmm.
They say, The sounds of teenagers jumping into adulthood, the melancholy, the depression, the sadness of not being a kid anymore and having so much responsibility.
So much.
Everything changed and everything was different.
Everything different.
The old you is no more.
Me?
Struggling to find the big questions in life.
Find the questions, not the answers.
Right.
You just got to find the questions.
We got to struggle to find the questions, yes. Too.
Oh, yeah. It's hard.
Oh, yeah. It's either you jump into the ship of existential crisis or you stay distracting yourself with drugs, drinks, and social life.
Oh, yeah.
Despite these confusions, you got through.
Me?
But then you realize you are not a teenager anymore. That's a poem by Heavily Sedated.
Really makes you think.
Yeah.
Big time. Existential crisis. Yeah. So it's like, what does it even matter?
Giving it a round of applause.
What does it matter if you got on the ship of existential crisis or you just distracted yourself with drugs, drinks, and social life? Can never stop partying.
Yeah.
Never stop partying into the wee hours of the morning time because I'm a vampire freak from after dark.
Right.
I'm at the Blade rave, the Blood right. rave in Blade 2.
I'm struggling to find another question.
What's the one?
So,
oh,
the last sentence.
Yeah. Struggling to find the big questions in life.
That's what I said. I'm struggling to find another question.
But what's the other one?
Oh, is.
Okay. The next one was on a video. It was on the same video. Korn's Blind. The Targaryen said, you don't need friends when you have a Korn playlist.
Yeah, you hear that, Chandler?
Chandler.
You hear that, Monica?
Oh, yeah, you did. That's right. You don't need to watch it.
You want to hear the corn? You want to hear the corn version of that? Yeah. We're going to do that.
That's good. What's really interesting to me in this is how they got the backwards R in corn.
Yeah, I don't know.
I didn't know that that was part of the standard like typeface, but they found a way. They must be hackers.
They gotta be.
Oh, this one's from the song, the video for Def Leppard's Pour Some Sugar on Me.
Okay. Mulder Scully says, all those girls be like, you can pour sugar on me, boys. LOL.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny. That's all those girls in there. They're like, who wouldn't want to fuck fucking Def Leppard? Right. Who wouldn't want to fuck them?
Right.
Pour some sugar on me. That's cum.
Is it?
Yeah.
What?
Cherry pie. Oh, yeah. What? It's all cum.
Cherry pie?
That's the pussy.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I know.
No way.
I know.
Next, you get to tell me that the Green Day Dookie means poop.
No.
Ned Kelly responded, said, I'm sure they did many times.
Oh, yeah. Rock and roll, heavy rock symbol. Right. The horns with the thumb out emoji.
Yep. And then one analer says, I feel bad for anyone who didn't grow up to 80s and 90s rock.
Yeah. No, they're not going to know what it's like, you know, the kids. What are the kids listening to these
days? I grew
days?
Up to Nirvana.
Yeah, dude. That's how come I'm so hardcore.
Dookie, Offspring.
That's how come I'm so hardcore.
Right.
So... Yeah, 80s and 90s, they rocked.
Hell yeah.
They rocked. The next one from a Bill Gates interview about COVID. Pleiades Star said, he already knew when is the next one because he planned it.
That's so perfect.
Yeah, he already knew when is the next one because he planned it. He make all of COVIDs. He do COVIDs.
He'll do the next one, too.
Bill Gates do next COVID, too. He already planned it.
Right.
So, we got Kellyanne Conway on Fox Business. That's where this next one came from.
Tell D Truth says, if there are people keeps stealing the cookies, accusing people on untruth things, setting up things to screw up a fair competition.
Yeah.
How do we stop it? Oh. The bad side will never stop doing the same thing over and over again and again. Over. Speech and words are important. Keep off people from messing around is also important.
You're right. That's right.
Right.
You got to keep off people from messing around if you want to become important.
Look.
What?
Three keys to success become mm-hmm. important.
Right.
Number one, speech. Number two, words. Number three, things.
Yeah, that's right.
So
stop the same thing over and over again and again.
Right.
It's all about untruth things.
There's a key to success.
Untruth things, accusing people, and stealing cookie.
Right.
Okay, the next one's from Casey Fuller on a video of Eric Trump on Fox News. He said... Yes, it is being weaponized. Eric is a smart and guy raised well.
That was Donald Trump.
Yes, right.
That's his burner account, Casey Fuller.
Casey Fuller.
That's and he had to
one
edit
of his
it.
Many alter egos.
The thing that's
oh,
funny
it's
too
been
is
edited,
he,
yeah.
he edited it as well.
Good that they fixed it, though. The next one's on a Tucker Carlson video. It doesn't matter which one.
Scott Thoreau says, why in the blue hell do American people have to pay global income tax unconstitutional?
Yep, unconstitutional.
Yeah.
Why in the blue hell?
You know why hell's blue? Full of Democrats.
Oh, so. That's right. Hillary, what's in your emails?
Duff McKagan.
Crooked.
He's still alive.
Duff. Yeah, to pay global income tax. Okay, I'm just not going to go any deeper into that one. This next one's from a History Channel Bigfoot compilation. I think the rest of them are. There's, I think, three more. Demonology said, I saw a real-life dragon flying high in the cloudy skies of Indianapolis, Indiana, the year 2014, the end of May. I didn't believe in dragons till I... seen it, and I wasn't the only one who saw it. My ex-girlfriend saw it first. I would never saw it if she would have not pointed up at the sky and say, look! First punctuation right there. Oh, I looked up and I saw it. And I said, that's a dragon. Now everything is possible. Rewritten everything I know in my mind. Okay?
Yeah.
What's that? That's a dragon emoji.
It's a frog.
Yeah. Oh, frog. Yeah, frog dragon.
It's a dragon.
Okay, you saw a real life dragon. I believe you.
Too small, big dragon. Must be frog.
You're right.
Toad. Mike Pender, what's this video? Biddle.
Oh,
this is Bigfoot.
This is a Bigfoot. Okay, the next two are Bigfoot.
Mike Pender says, I've heard that sound in real life. It's two Bigfoot talking to each other. No joke. Let me start this over.
Okay.
This is from Mike Penda.
All right.
And his cock.
All
his
right.
Big fucking hard anthropomorphic cock.
They call him Panda Pounder.
He's got a gorgeous fucking hog.
Nice Mike Penda. Cock, Mike. Mike. Mike, you've been hiding that thing?
Come on, Penda. Pull your dick out
Panda.
For us.
Let's see
Come
the on. Pounder.
It's gorgeous.
Gorgeous cock,
I don't even like cocks, and I love that cock.
I wouldn't touch any other cock with a 10-foot cock.
Hell yeah. I'd let that cock fill up my fucking cannoli. I'll tell you what.
What?
It's two Bigfoot talking to each other. No joke.
No joke.
If people use common sense, they are descendants from Gigantopithecus.
Gigantopithecus. Gigantopithecus. I've heard that sound. Yeah, two Bigfoots chatting it up with one another.
What do you call it? Fucking gigantopithecus?
Gigantopithecus. It's gigantopithecus. That's my name.
Oh.
That's my name. Gigantopithecus. You can call me Topi.
Look, they're descendants from gigantopithecus.
Okay, last one. James Balkovec said, I heard a Bigfoot scream, S-C-R-E-E-M, and it sounded human, like just 10x louder from about 40 yards away. It shook my insides, and I was setting inside my truck.
Oh.
Okay, I gotta start this over. I heard a Bigfoot scream, and it sounded human, just like 10 times louder. About 4 yards away, it shook my insides. And I was sitting inside my truck, just sitting. I played the guitar since I was a little kid. I've knocked myself backwards when the volume on my amplifier stuck and turned from 1 to 7 while I was in front of it. Knocked me backwards about 8 feet, I believe. If I was anywhere near as close to a Bigfoot scream, it would have knocked.
That's it.
So that's it.
Dot, dot, dot.
Dot, dot, dot.
And no continuation.
That shit would have knocked.
I believe if I were within several feet of the foot, good chance that it would have knocked.
You ever seen the Bigfoot scream? What's it mean to scream? He spells it that way twice. Scream, S-C-R-E-E-M. I wonder if that's a different thing.
Nope.
No?
No.
All right, we got a segment, a big main event. Are you ready? Are you prepared?
Okay.
It's a little ditty.
Diddy.
Piddity. It's a little bit piddity. Oh, wait, real quick, let's respond to Plenty of Fish, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Tom responded to Never Seen It with, lol, what you up to?
Smoking.
Smoking cigarettes.
Menthols.
Smoking menthol cigarettes inside my small kitchen. Actually, I did a typo. I wrote cigarettes. I'm going to leave it. An ounce of snow, the marshmallow man responded. when we asked about, do they have marshmallow fluff where you live?
Yeah.
He said, yes, a few towns south. I believe it was invented in Somerville. What?
What?
Are you shitting me?
Yes, are you shitting me? What?
What? Okay, so we'll leave them there. Now, their main event tonight, it's a big business that we come from, a big business, all mm-hmm. right? And I love this business. This is, we're talking about the business of professional wrestling.
Yeah.
And first and foremost, I'm a businessman, and I'm trying to hire some new macho boys.
Yeah.
So we got a segment that's called Making a Macho Boy.
Muscle Boy.
Muscle Boy. Making a Muscle Boy.
But they're macho, too.
They are macho, generally.
Yeah. No.
So this time I did a little bit different. Usually what we do is I generate a bunch of fake wrestler names.
Yeah.
To then discuss and come up with a backstory on.
Yeah.
And then we decide which ones are the best and we have them fight. And we see who wins. Easy as that.
Pretty good formula.
Pretty good, but I changed it a little bit. I didn't use a name generator.
Okay.
Instead, the other day I was real fucked up. Real far out there. And just wrote some down that I think would have been funny. Wrestler names. I'm pretty proud of them.
All right.
So let's see.
You got Luigi Primo on there? He's a real fella.
Is he?
Yeah, he's the maker of the best of pizza.
Mm. First up.
Okay.
The Liver King. Out.
Out?
Out, yeah. He's juicing.
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, that's welcome in wrestling.
Yeah, but we can't talk about it. He talked about it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Okay, yeah. He's out.
He's out. So the next one, the Startling Freak. What do you think there?
The Startling Freak?
What's the gimmick? Yeah.
He's a ghost boy.
Okay. And he'll, like, spook you.
Yeah. He dresses like the kid, like, I'm cold. Like,
oh, wow, yeah.
That's spooky.
Right.
And he's always got a bright light shining on him. And he's real pale.
And he sneaks up on you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He'll sneak up on you. He'll startle you. And he'll trip you.
Right. He can dim as he pleases.
Yeah, that's right. So he's a good friend to have in the dark when the power goes out.
Definitely. But.
But.
He's got unfinished business. Wrestling business.
His bulbs burn out too. The light bulbs.
Doesn't have them. You don't need electricity in when you're in a land of God.
Oh, it's God's light.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So.
Plenty to go around.
Yeah.
Many of sons.
Right. So we'll consider Startling Freak. Step aside for a minute, Startling Freak.
Yeah.
And we'll come back to you if we so choose. We'll see.
Yeah. And this is just a tryout, you know?
Yeah. How about Barf Lunatic?
Barf Lunatic?
Yeah.
Shit. The Barf Lunatic.
Yeah. I see him as kind of like a big, like a garbage pail kid. He's a garbage pail adult.
Okay.
Is what I'm saying. Seeing. He's just.
For his look.
Yeah, because he looks like a guy named Barf.
Okay. I got an idea for it, though.
What?
He could look grotesque, too.
Okay.
He could carry a mop around.
Okay, yeah. So far, we've got the Toxic Avenger, basically.
Yeah, pretty much. No, I was going to say that he does hardcore stuff. Like, he hits people with weapons and all that stuff.
Oh, I thought you were going to say deep throat.
No, and he draws blood, but he's squeamish. So when he sees blood, he barfs, pukes. But he loves it. But he loves it.
Yeah, he's into it. That's right. That's why he does it.
Yeah.
He loves to puke, that guy. Barf Lunatic. He's crazy for puke.
Yeah.
Okay.
But there is such thing as too much blood, and that's his weakness.
Okay. That's true. Yeah. So.
And there's tends to be a lot of blood in our.
In the Cool Parents Wrestling Federation.
Yeah.
Well, how do we feel about this next contestant, Durango Doohickey Jones?
Ooh.
What is a doohickey? Where's doohickey come from?
I don't know.
Do you know? I'm going to Google that. What's a doohickey? Huh? Doohickey. Small object or gadget. What is the origin of an doohickey? A commonly held folk etymology for doohickey is that it derives from the mark left on a leaf after dew has evaporated. What? Skin blemish definition of the word hickey. So that mark is a doohickey.
What's his name? Durango Doohickey Doug?
Durango Doohickey Jones.
Joe, okay.
Well, let's change it to Doug. Durango Doohickey Doug. I like him. That's all I know. I don't know what he is, but I like him.
Well, I mean, I remember Durango Doug.
Oh, that's right.
We could use that.
It's just Durango Doug, but he's goes by doohickey sometimes.
Yeah, he's got some doohickeys in that. He brings weapons to the ring. He's got a mop.
He's an Inspector Gadget. Another mop?
Everyone's got a mop.
We're having that's a mop twist. Match?
Mop match.
Mop match.
Mop mayhem match.
Yeah. Yes. Okay.
Milk.
Milk. Milk mop mayhem match.
Yeah. And there's the incentive.
Oh, there's like a quarter inch of milk on the whole ground.
Oh, that's a good idea too.
Yeah, and they all have to soak up and squeeze out.
See, as much
milk as they can.
I was thinking it would be like, you know, those the Gatorade things that they dump on the coach in the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
fill those up with milk.
Yeah,
and hang them up above the posts of the ring.
Uh huh.
And have it. You got to have it set up so it. You know, you got to have a person in this chamber, you know?
Okay, so they're trying to shove the other guy into it.
Yeah, you get milk dumped on you.
You get milk dunked.
Yeah.
Milk dumped.
This is the point of the match, yeah.
Yeah, the milk.
It's a milk mayhem mop match.
Yeah, I like
that.
And
you can use mops.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, okay.
You can mop up some milk. You can put the dirty mop in the other guy's face, on his tongue.
Right, make him eat it.
Yep.
I like that idea.
You can hit him with it?
You can, and you should.
If you can choke him with it?
If you want to win. The next guy we've got coming in here is the Thong Robber.
Thong Robber?
Thong Robber.
I don't know about this guy.
No?
I don't know about this guy.
Yeah, I don't see how we can spin it into anything acceptable.
No.
You just don't steal anybody's thongs.
No.
You just do not steal thongs.
No.
Unless it's from, you know, like... Forever 21 or something.
Yeah. If you're stealing it from the mall and giving it to the poor, then that's fine.
Then I'm okay with the Thong Robber, but that doesn't cause enough strife for our WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Next one's a tag team.
Okay.
Coming in. We got T-Bone and Snot.
T-Bone and Snot?
T-Bone and Snot.
Okay. What's their name?
That's it. Oh, you mean as a group?
Yeah. T-Bone and Snot, I got it. T-Bone and Snot. The Garbage Pussies.
Yeah. Okay. But I feel like Barf Lunatic should be in there too.
Yeah.
Like that's very similar.
They're a faction?
Yeah. We got Barf Lunatic. We got T-Bone and Snot.
Garbage Pussies.
The Garbage Pussies. Okay. Next up on the list is the Great... Sweet and Mean.
That's a person?
Yeah, the Great Sweet and Mean. I don't know why I wrote that one.
he's gotta go to another territory, learn a couple new holds, come back in a year.
Yeah, yeah.
Different name, different attitude.
Yeah, get a better backstory.
Right.
What about Double Barrel Buckeye?
I like that guy. He's a cowboy.
Yeah.
Of course.
But he's got double barrel. Can he use guns in the ring?
In our federation?
Yeah, can they use firearms?
That should probably be banned.
Yeah, I guess that's the one thing. Unless it's like a potato cannon or cap gun.
Or if you're firing blanks. No, you can't do that either. You can't nowadays.
Not today.
No. It's not going to fly. Actually, they did that in the 90s with the smoking guns.
Really? They shot guns?
They shot guns with blanks in them, obviously. Yeah. But yeah, they fucking did it like... Yeah, people were terrified.
That's bad.
Yeah.
All right, so figure something else out, Double Barrel Buckeye. You're not going to make it this time around. Next one.
Look, you can't depend on your six shooter for everything.
No, it's not going to work so much in the ring.
Go work on your lasso skills and then...
Yeah, get in the lassos.
Yeah. Hogtie your opponents.
Right, we're having a hog match next time. So come back next time for our hog time...
Hog pen, steel cage.
Yeah, hog. What about this next guy? This next guy you're going to want to steer clear of. He's Ducati Psychopath.
Oh, yeah. This guy rides a motorcycle.
Yeah. He's got his head's on fire.
Yep.
He's like a Ghost Rider, but no skull or anything. It's a practical effect.
He's got a thin goatee.
Yeah, he does. Oh, yeah. And he's dark tan, like dark red Floridian tan.
Yeah. And his face and nose are long. Yeah. And his lips are pouty.
But he's kind of stout.
Yep. And he's got tired eyes.
Yeah. Because he's just been in the sun all day long.
Yeah.
Ducati psychopath.
Yeah. And he's bald, but his head's burnt.
His head's on fire. And it's just ash. Like, it's just.
When the fire goes, because he can shut it off, too.
Right, he can turn it off.
He turns it on when it's, you know, just to warm him up when it gets cold out while he's riding his hog.
Or when he wants to look a hards.
Right, yeah.
And the pit.
Yeah.
Okay, I like Ducati Psychopath. He's probably going to stick around.
Psychopath. He's got a chain, too. He's Ghost Rider.
He's basically Ghost Rider, yeah.
But Alan Rickman as Ghost Rider.
Oh, fuck yeah. And the tan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And bald. How about the tremendous gorilla horse?
I don't know.
No?
The tremendous gorilla horse?
Yeah.
It's too out there. It's too outlandish.
Too far?
Too far.
How about Ring Ding Swoop Tibby?
I like that one. That's a good one. Yeah, Ring Ding Swoop Tibby?
Yeah, that was my name on PlayStation or something. But Ring Ding Swoop Tibby, to me, is an acrobat.
Yeah.
Swoops around, right?
Yeah.
Tibby, because no tibula. No tibulas. They're gone.
Yeah, they're just rubber now.
Yeah, that's just skin.
He's got a rubber tibby.
Rubber tibby, so he can swing around pretty easy.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
He's like the SpaghettiOs guy.
No tibbies. He can just stretch.
Well, he's got tibbies. They're just rubbers.
Oh, they're rubber tibbies.
Rubber tibby.
Tibia.
But I mean, there's no tibby in there. No tibby to be found.
No, it's just a swoop tibby.
There's a false tibby.
Ring Ding. Why is it called Ring Ding, though?
That's just his name.
That's his legal name.
Yeah.
That's his Christian name, Ring Ding.
Yeah, his daddy grew up eating Ring Dings.
So he was named after Ring Dings.
Yeah, of course. Duh. Okay. Hostess. All right.
How about the next one? Meat Market.
And he carries a mop to the ring as well.
Well, they all have to have mops. We've established that.
Well, no, it's a mop match.
Right.
Mop mayhem, mafia.
Murder.
Murder, mafia.
Meat Market. Meat Market, milk mafia, murder mess. Meat Market is a wrestler's name.
Yeah.
Meat Market.
Meat Market. Okay. He's a butcher.
Yep.
Duh.
Obviously.
There's already a butcher in AEW, but that's all right.
Is there really?
Yeah, he's going to be a different kind of butcher. He's going to be nice.
A nice butcher.
No beard. Thin.
Whoa. No blood on him?
No, he's got blood on him.
Yeah. He got a bib.
He does it all himself, though. He's the kind of butcher that he'll drain a fucking pig out right in front of you. He
don't care.
He don't do it out back.
No. No, people come to watch.
Yeah.
Where he's from.
Then he takes the blood, he pours it into the fucking drain on the floor.
Yeah, he don't care. Hose it down.
Yeah.
With his own piss.
Yep. He's got a whole septic tank full of blood.
One final contender.
All right.
Tug Hundreds. Tug Hundreds is a rich guy.
Yeah.
Right?
Not that rich.
Not that rich.
But you know.
But he drives a mid-sized sedan. He leased it. He got a good rate. He's got good credit.
Yeah. He's got expensive. He's on his way there. He's manifesting.
He is.
He's going to manifest.
But should he come back?
He did pretty. He did okay in crypto.
Okay, right. So he hasn't converted it yet. So he's a crypto king, Tug Hundreds.
Yeah.
And he's a big lunkhead of a guy named Tug.
Yeah, but
Tug,
he's not a bro Tug, somehow.
Tug. No, he's just a big fucking tub boat.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a big wide guy, you know. He's a meat market of a man.
Yeah, he is the meat market.
Yeah.
At the same time. Okay, so let's decide.
He's got blood all over him.
Who's fighting? We gotta have two.
And guess what?
What?
A mop.
Yeah, blood mop.
Blood mop.
Tug Hundreds and his blood mop.
Yeah. So Tug Hundreds, he's in. He's in the match.
Okay.
100%.
100% Tug Hundreds. Okay, so who's Tug Hundreds going to be fighting tonight? Let's go through the list again real quick. We got the Startling Freak. No, not doing it for me.
No.
Starling freak. Come back, get scarier.
Yeah.
Durango, Doohickey, Doug, Disney called.
Yeah, yeah.
Disney called already.
It's too close.
And they said, we're going to murder you.
It's too close. And by that, we mean it's the same.
It's the same thing, and we're going to have you killed.
Yeah.
Nickelodeon wouldn't have done that.
No, they wouldn't.
Then we got, of course, you can't forget the garbage pussies.
Right, yeah.
T-Bone and Snot, along with Barf Lunatic. Pretty gross. I kind of want to see them fight each other.
Yeah. I like that trio at some point doing a match.
Yeah. And then we got Ducati Psychopath.
Yeah, I like him. He's the Ghost Rider.
Ghost Rider guy. Yeah, right.
Pretty much.
Yep. I do really like him. He might be the one. But there's also Ring Dink Swoop Tibby.
Yeah.
Pretty fucking good.
Yeah.
He's stretchy.
Yeah.
He's stretchy. And Meat Market.
Oh, man. I like Meat Market, too.
Meat Market could be another faction.
Yeah.
And Tatug Hundreds is part of the Meat Market.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Does that work?
Yeah. So.
So someday we can have the garbage pussies versus the Meat Market.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We got to do that.
T-Bone and Snot, Barf Lunatic. So who's wrestling Tug Hundreds? Is it Ducati Psychopath? I think it's Ducati
Psychopath. It's got to be.
Okay.
Two baby faces.
Baby. Okay. You ready?
Are you putting it in AI or something? I don't know if you wanted to have the AI generate a match.
That could be good.
It could be funny.
Here it is. Here's the match.
The crowd was hushed in anticipation as the lights went down, leaving only the shadowed silhouettes of two fighters illuminated in the center of the ring. The noise gradually built as the commentators' hushed whispers changed to a crescendo. They erupted as the ring announcer stepped forward, introducing the Milk Mayhem mop match between Ducati Psychopath and Tug Hundreds. The bell rang, and the combatants charged forward, each wielding a mop.
Uh-oh.
In a flurry of blows, Ducati Psychopath seized the upper hand, pushing Tug Hundreds back towards the corner. But Tug Hundreds was not done yet, and a forceful shove propelled Ducati Psychopath back.
Oh, shit.
The two traded blows, until Ducati Psychopath was able to gain control, sending Tug Hundreds staggering towards the Chamber of Milk.
Uh-oh. The Chamber of Milk, you know what that means.
Oh, yeah. Harry Potter and the Chamber of Milk.
He's going down.
Tug Hundreds fought valiantly, but ultimately Ducati Psychopath was able to trap his opponent in the chamber.
Mm-hmm.
As the milk poured down and the crowd erupted in cheers, the bell finally sounded, signaling the end of the match. Ducati Psychopath had emerged the victor, leaving Tug Hundreds defeated and drenched in milk.
Fuck. Brutal.
The two wrestlers stood in their respective corners, exhausted and relieved. As the lights came up, the crowd began to disperse, and the momentary silence that followed was a testament to the skill and ferocity of the fighters.
That's right.
It was a match for the ages, and no one would soon forget the spectacle of the Milk Mayhem mop match.
Hell yeah.
Well, that's right. They would not, and they should. They ought not.
So who won?
Ducati Psychopath won in that one.
Wow.
This AI spit out three different versions.
Okay.
So I don't know if you want to hear the others.
Yeah, we'll choose
Okay. The
best.
And that'll be canon.
Yeah. Just trying a different thing, you know?
The tension in the stadium was palpable as the crowd chanted for their favorite wrestlers. Ducati Psychopath and Tug Hundreds squared off in the ring, their bodies taut and ready for battle.
Taut bodies.
Each fighter had their own special tactics and moves, so it was difficult to predict who would come out the victor.
I could predict that.
The bell rang, and the fight began. Ducati seemed to have the upper hand, raining down blows on Tug with his mop. But Tug was no pushover. He fought back with all his might, catching Ducati by surprise. The audience was in a frenzy as the fight escalated. Ducati and Tug were now locked in a desperate struggle, each trying to gain the advantage. They struggled for what seemed like an eternity as the crowd roared in anticipation.
Tug.
Finally, Ducati managed to gain the advantage and forced Tug into the milk chamber.
Ducati wins again.
The audience erupted in celebration as Ducati stood victorious, soaked in milk and victorious. This Milk Mayhem mop match was one for the ages.
Ducati won and got soaked in milk anyway?
Yeah.
The crowd was in awe of Ducati's impressive feat and cheered him on as he was crowned the winner.
The winner gets soaked in milk.
Tug was a worthy opponent, but in the end, there could only be one victor, and that was Ducati Psychopath.
I like that one.
The crowd was in awe of Ducati's impressive feat. So Ducati was the winner And those words are just so perfect. Ducati stood victorious, soaked in milk and victorious.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Soaked in milk and victorious is what I want my gravesite to say, my gravestone.
Yep, same.
Okay, and finally, I think that's probably going to be the winner. But let's
see. I like that one a lot. I like that he won, and he's the one that, like, I like that the winner gets soaked in milk instead.
Right, and then he learns that was the prize all along.
Yeah,
yeah.
And it's like a tidal wave.
Oh yeah,
of milk,
shitloads of milk. That's it's like The Shining, but with milk.
That's why they put the other guy in the tube to protect
him. That's right, but they don't know this going into it.
Yeah.
So that's some real stakes.
The crowd buzzed with anticipation as Ducati Psychopath and Tug Hundreds stepped into the ring, ready to battle it out in the Milk Mayhem mop match. They began the match with a flurry of mop swings, each seeking to force the other into the chamber of falling milk. Both wrestlers moved quickly, barely giving the other a chance to counterattack. It was clear they had done this before and each had a strategy. The match intensified with each attack, and the crowd roared as they witnessed something they had never seen before. Both wrestlers were drenched in sweat, their clothes soaked through.
Was it all sweat or was it?
Finally, Ducati Psychopath managed to sweep Tug Hundreds off his feet and thrust him into the chamber.
Oh yeah.
Seconds later, a torrent of milk came pouring down on Tug Hundreds, signaling his defeat. The audience erupted in cheers as Ducati Psychopath emerged victorious.
Wow, 3 for 3.
Who knew a mop could be used as a weapon with such ferocity?
Yeah.
This Milk Mayhem mop match was just the beginning of a rivalry that would only become fiercer from here.
Oh man.
With new challengers waiting in the wings, you know there will be more Milk Mayhem mop matches to come.
There better be.
I like that one. I think that's the one.
Yeah, but I'm definitely taking that tagline from the last one.
Oh, definitely.
Drenched in milk and victorious.
Covered in another man's milk.
Okay, so the reality is somewhere in between the two of those. The combination.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love it.
So what did we learn?
Not too much.
We knew about Ducati Psychopath. We learned about him. He won.
Mop.
Also, it is a pleasure. It is a pleasure and a desire to be covered in milk.
Yeah.
A torrent of milk. Victorious and covered in milk.
Lathered in milk. I will drown the city of Gotham in milk.
Oh. That's it.
The milk rises.
A whole ocean of milk beneath your feet. Okay, it's over.
Yeah.
It's all over.
A pipeline full of milk.
Milkshake. Thanks for listening to our podcast, everybody. Appreciate you, especially you patrons. Thank you for being a patron. And if you're not a patron yet,
God bless you.
Do it for $3 or $5. It's cheap. You get bonus stuff. Where do you go for that? Patreon.com/coolparents is the answer.
Yeah.
What's our website?
Coolparents.co.
What's our Instagram?
Coolparents Worldwide.
Hit us up on there if you got questions or comments or concerns or suggestions. Okay.
Yeah.
Just like Milky Death did earlier. A lot of milk this episode.
Yeah.
And
this episode's drenched in milk.
Drenched. What's our Instagram? Did we say that already?
Yep. Cool Parents Worldwide.
What's our TikTok?
Cool_parents.
Yep.
I know.
So.
I'm tired.
Me too. Let's go to bed. Okay. We'll see you next week, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Cool Parents Podcast. I'm Curtis Charles.
I'm Justy Boy.
Fuck the world.
Busted
nut. Milk nut.
Busted some milk.